Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining me today. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, we appreciate that very much. Sam Norwood is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is a senior partner with Tatum Partners, LLC, and they're the guys who run a very interesting business, which he'll tell us about in a little bit. But one of the cool things that they do every month is they poll their partners, about 500 or so, across the country. These are business managers that are out there where the rubber meets the road, operating businesses, managing businesses just like you and me, and they report back to Sam every month to find out, to let him know what's going on out there, what's the lay of the land, what's happening out there in flyover America where people are making things happen. Is it good? Is it bad? Or are we happy? Are we sad? Are we worried? Are we anxious? What's going on? And they report back to Sam, and he reports back to us, among other people, and we're very happy that he does. He's our good friend. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Ah, pleasure to be with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show, Sam, especially when you have good news.
Yeah. You know, we all learned a couple of weeks ago that the GNP was surprisingly weak in the fourth quarter of the year.
Right.
Well, we've been reporting a slowdown during the quarter, especially in October, November. December was picking up pretty nicely, and January was stronger yet. And February the 1st, we are really cooking again. And we think that although there was a bit of a slump in the fourth quarter in terms of the growth rate, we think that growth rate's picking back up very nicely.
Well, the last number I saw, and it shocked me when I saw it, because I didn't realize fourth quarter had gotten to that point, was that it was 1.1% growth in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. It surprised most economists.
I think that number's going to be adjusted upward.
It might be, but our survey was showing a real slowdown in October and November as it was happening, because when we survey our partners, they're out there saying, well, you know, orders are not as brisk as they were, or mm-hmm. or employment is not as strong as it was, or we're not committing to capital expenditures as much as we had been. And all that accumulated into our index. We have an index of business conditions, and
right.
and that took a big slump in October.
But if you remember,
it's been on the uptick since then.
But Sam, if you remember, when we reported on those back in October, November, December, I don't think we saw 1.1% growth. Obviously you don't, and I don't measure it that way.
Right.
The way the government does, but the information the reports you were getting back from your folks didn't. I mean, that's a drop off the table, 1.1%.
Well, it's still positive, and
yeah.
it was slower, and we didn't. We thought, well, we're kind of going out on a limb, aren't we, guys? In seeing what we read in the newspapers, of course, was things are just percolating right along. But what we were seeing was a decline in the trends, still positive and still growing, but at a slower rate. And
mm-hmm.
And we were saying that in our report. Now we're saying, hey, things have turned back up, and it looks a lot. The patterns for us in our survey look a lot like they did last summer, which was really good and strong, and we're confident that the current conditions are quite good. And looking out, we look out 60 days. We think the 60-day outlook is quite nice.
Well, you know, and one thing, Sam, that I another indicator that I use that just as that, that blends into my dangerous amateur approach here that I think about every day and every week around here, and that is what the Fed's doing. And as we're going to talk about a little bit more about it a little bit later on,
yeah, it's important.
You know, the Fed hasn't even looked back. They've been raising rates like there's no tomorrow. Every meeting has been an automatic quarter point interest increase. If they were concerned, if they thought fourth quarter 2005 was anything more than just a little adjustment, they wouldn't have raised rates again on the last meeting of Alan Greenspan. I mean, I think the Fed still thinks the economy is very, very healthy.
In fact, so healthy that we're now thinking that the Fed may make two more jumps and end up leveling out at 5% on the discount rate.
You know, you guys are so smart. You know why? Because that's exactly what I predicted in December.
Well, right on.
Aren't you impressed with how smart you are? You agree with me. Stand by, stand by, Sam. We're going to take a quick break. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows with our good friend, Sam Norwood. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and a little more Steely Dan for you there. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes on Sunday by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. It's got my, it's got a regular article about some kind of small business fundamentals. There's an article right below that, a shorter one that's a little more motivational, a little more inspirational. And then there's the schedule of the show in the week ahead, the Monday through Friday schedule that's right at the bottom of the newsletter there, and that'll tell you who's going to be on the show, and you can look through that and decide who you want to make sure that you listen into. I mean, I know most of you listen to every single word that we say, but sometimes maybe you put a little more emphasis if you hear, especially if you find out that Sam Norwood's going to be on the show. Because you know what a smart guy he is. You know what great information he provides us. Sam's with Tatum Partners, LLC. And Sam, remind us what Tatum Partners does.
Well, it's a firm that has partners who fulfill the functions of chief financial officer, chief information officer, and other executive positions on an outsourced basis. And we do projects related to finance and information technology that are an extension of those positions in companies, and or we fulfill the function of leading those functions in companies across the United States and in all markets, 30 markets in the bigger cities and the surrounding territories, and in a broad variety of businesses.
And that's TatumPartners.com, right?
It's Tatum. Now we just we shortened it to Tatum LLC. We think the name is well enough known where we are rolling out a new look, you might say,
right.
Just kind of bringing it up to date. And it's
TatumLLC.com.
And TatumLLC.com takes you right to our website.
All right, check that out when you get a chance, folks, and give them a call and see if they can't. You know, if you wonder if they might be able to help you, provide you with some kind of high-powered management capability that you don't have to hire full-time. That's a very interesting thing and a very smart thing to do, folks, these days. You've heard me talk about this before, is you can actually get powerful brain power, some real strong brain power these days part-time. You don't have to you know, adopt these folks. And so,
or you hire it when you need it, and then when you don't need it, that's that's fine, too. And
I used to make my living that way when I was a consultant, Sam. I was a vice president you could rent.
Yeah.
It's a great strategy, and, folks, it's good for both sides. So check that out. Give these guys a call and let them tell you about – you tell them what you need, let them tell you about how they might be able to help you with that. Sam, let's get back to our survey.
Mm-hmm.
The past 30 days was pretty good, right?
Yes, past 30 days was good, and the outlook is even stronger.
What are they saying about the next 60 days?
Well, the hiring is going to be up. If you look at the individual questions that we ask, The hiring is going to be up. Order backlogs are going to be stronger. Although we see a little bit of softness now in the commitments for capital expenditures, we think that's just a breather. And in total, if we in the question that we asked our folks in the next 60 days, what do you think are things going to get better, get worse, or stay about the same? Fully 62% expected business conditions to improve, and that's up from 55% a month ago. Mm-hmm. And only 4% of our respondents said they expect business conditions to get worse. And last month, the percentage was 10%. Hmm. So fewer think it's going to get worse, more think it's going to get better, and that's a summary of what we see for the next 60 days.
You know, when you're talking about hiring, the numbers I keep seeing from more than one source is that the economy created almost 2 million jobs in 2005 and is projected to create 2 million more in 2006. That is 4 million jobs in 24 months. That is staggering, isn't it?
It's really outstanding. And there's an interesting article I read this morning in the Wall Street Journal that talks about in manufacturing. Manufacturing is strong in many segments, and don't get discouraged about what you read about in the automobile industry in Detroit. For those who are in Detroit, it is really sad, but there are many other manufacturing industries in this country.
That's right.
That are doing just fine.
And it's 21st century manufacturing. See, this is the part that people need to start thinking about and realizing, Sam, I think that will make them feel a little bit better about what's going on in America. And the first thing you got to start doing is stop watching Lou Dobbs. That'll help you a whole lot on CNN. If you stop watching him, you'll start feeling better. The other thing is, Sam, is that that we've gone through a period of transition from 20th century manufacturing to 21st century manufacturing. And what you just said, I think, Sam, is the transition is being made, and manufacturing is coming back because we're manufacturing the things that we can manufacture productively and successfully in the 21st century. What do you think?
Well, exactly. This article says that the manufacturing output is up 12% from 2002. The sectors that are particularly strong are, as you say, 21st century. Business equipment is up 26% from 2002. Information processing equipment up 47%. Mm-hmm. Defense and space equipment up 31%. And so many industries, but 21st century industries are really strong.
Hold that thought, Sam. Quick break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to talk about some more good information that Sam has for us right after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood, as I think you can tell. Sam is with Tatum Partners. I'm sorry, Tatum LLC. That's the new name. And that website is TatumLLC.com. And you can find the survey that Sam and I are talking about on their website. You can also find it on my homepage. And Sam, thank you for making that available to us.
Well, we're proud of what we do, and we think that it is helpful to people who are any business manager who's got his company or her company and sees a trend, either takes comfort or discomfort in knowing that they are part of the trend or going adverse to the trend and getting a broader picture of how the rest of the world is working.
That's right.
So we hope that it's helpful to our clients, friends of the firm, and anybody who takes an interest and comes to your website or ours.
You know, Sam, you were talking about the automobile layoffs that are happening. About 30,000 people are getting laid off.
Yeah.
And I know that's sad, but the thing is those jobs are being replaced. They're just in another part of the country.
Yep.
And one of the things and this is cold comfort for the people who are losing their jobs, and I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I think that I like to point out is that is that, yeah, you can feel sorry for the people losing their jobs, but don't worry about the economy, because the economy is replacing those jobs every 6 days. The economy is replacing 30,000 jobs.
There's a worthwhile book out called Where's My Cheese? Mm-hmm. And it has to do with what happens when change happens to you.
Is that the one you mean, Who Moved My Cheese?
Who Took My Cheese, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And the theme of it is, when things change, you either sit there and cuss the change because it's not like it used to be, or you go out and get you some more cheese from a different place.
And that's what I've been, the reason why I've taken issue with people like Lou Dobbs and politicians who have tried to make American workers feel like victims because of globalization, instead of realizing that they needed to say, you know what? Nothing lasts forever. This deal that I had isn't here anymore. I better go get another deal.
You know, we have in our firm about 400 that are former CFOs and who continue to perform CFO functions. And it turns out that the average duration of a chief financial officer in a job, not in our firm, but in the rest of the world of the United States, is about 39 months.
Hmm.
Now that's not permanent. That's really pretty short.
That's right.
And it illustrates the fact that you've got particularly in that occupation, but in every occupation, you have to be willing to capable of moving with the changes of the company, the times, the industry, and our country as a whole.
Absolutely. Sam, in the 2 months that we got left, let's talk about capital availability. Are banks still going to be, with interest rates higher as they are now, with the prime rate at 7.5, that means small business owners are borrowing at, you know, they're having to pay 8.5, 9.5, maybe 10 or more for money, for short-term debt. So that's going to make all of us blink a little bit. We're paying that kind of interest rates, but sometimes we have to pay it because we need the money. But are we going to be able to get the money? Are banks ready to loan? Are they still loaning?
The banks are not only ready, they are anxious to loan. There's an interesting thing I can tell you anecdotally, because I have a client that is a bank, and I also have friends who are in the banking industry, and I'm constantly asking them, like, how's it going and what's it look like? And what's happening is that because of widespread corporate liquidity, there's a lot of cash out there. What the banks refer to as runoff is way ahead of what they have anticipated. And so people are paying their loans off. Banks are anxious to lend.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that despite an anticipation that short rates, including the prime, are going to be up some more, by historic standards, it's not bad, and there's going to be plenty of it available. Your banker is anxious to lend, and they don't want you to know. It's like a merchant that has too much inventory on hand,
mm-hmm.
and to some degree, they may have to put it on sale.
That's right.
And I think that's the situation that's forming up.
And there
right
are a number
now.
Of ways that they can make that sale happen. So folks, don't be reluctant to knock on your bank's door and tell them that you need some help. Sam, thank you for being here. We appreciate it very much. TatumLLC.com, right?
Yes, indeed.
That's the website.
Pleasure being with you.
Thank you, Sam. We'll see you next time. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back in about 1 month with another report. I hope it's another good one, Sam. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.